More protests are planned in Madison today. The state capitol has become the center of opposition to Walker administration plans to virtually abolish state labor unions. WUWM's Marty Michelson is in the state capitol. She arrived there yesterday. Good morning, Marty.
Hi, Bob.
What's the latest?
Well, it was very noisy yesterday, beginning with outside the Capitol. Late yesterday afternoon, several hundred people rallied on the east side of the building, just below Governor Walker's second-floor window. A loudspeaker blared everything from Woody Guthrie's Union Maid song to Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley. The crowd carried signs that read, Kill the Bill and Stop Attacking Workers. Then inside the Capitol, it was a similar scene with people dancing to bongo drums, filling the rotunda and second and third floor balconies. Some even talked about bringing their sleeping bags and staying overnight. One person I spoke with was Jess Henze, a teacher at a middle school in Madison. She participated in the sick out that resulted in the closing of the schools.
I'm here to support my colleagues and fighting for our rights for collective bargaining. I agree that we should have to pay some of our retirement, but to take away all of our collective bargaining rights is not right, so I'm here to support that. Well, when I just called in sick last night. We were told yesterday that if we didn't show up to school called in sick Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday this week, we would be docked a day's pay unless we had a medical note.
Henze says she objects mostly to the part of the bill that would strip unions of most of their collective bargaining rights. Another person in the crowd was Brad Humphrey. He works for the housing department in the town of Cross Plains.
It's not about money. It's about breaking unions. It's not about what we have to pay out. That's not the issue. It's about why they're trying to break the unions. And I'm here to stop this bill. This is a violation of our rights. It's just not right.
Marty, were there any unusual sights in Madison yesterday?
Yes, there were a couple. One of the more unusual sights I saw was a young man named Nicholas Lamin. He's 24 years old and a substitute teacher in the Madison Public Schools. I caught up with him in the rotunda, and he was wrapped in the bright blue Wisconsin flag, and I asked him why he had the flag draped around him.
I've always loved Wisconsin. I will always continue to love Wisconsin, even though we're headed in a direction that I don't agree with necessarily, but I just wanted to show my support for all public employees, of the state and people that are here. It was great to see firefighters here earlier today, even though they would be exempt from the collective bargaining changes. So it was really cool, and I just wanted to show my support for my state that I love and I care about, and hope that they continue to move forward and make positive changes.
Marty, was there anybody there defending the bill?
Yes, in fact, there were a couple Republican lawmakers. They were around and they were in their offices. State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend was watching the activity from his window on the ground floor. So I asked him a couple questions. He says it was inevitable that the state would ask workers to contribute more.
So there's nothing here that should come as a surprise to anybody. I think I would have predicted it a year ago, though I'm not the one who came up with the budget. It's a necessity. And you never like people mad at you, but there are some people who understand it, and there are a given number of school teachers or college professors or prison guards who are going to get mad at me. And that's too bad. I don't like it, but the arithmetic demands nothing less.
Have you ever seen crowds this size protesting at the Capitol?
These are very large crowds, but you have to remember we're in Madison, Wisconsin, which is where many or most of the state employees work. Not to mention we're very close to one of the biggest universities in the country, and not to mention we're close to many, many students who like to engage in activity related to politics. So when you combine the university employees, the university students, and all the employees who work for state agencies, it's not surprising you could turn out 10 or 12,000 people for a protest.
Have you gotten a lot of calls to your office?
We have constant calls to my office and constant calls at home. I regret I'll never be able to return them all, but I return as many as I can.
What is the nature of many of the calls?
I think they're actually very professional. People are not mean to me, but they are disappointed because they like to think there's another way to deal with this crisis without having to pay more for their insurance and pay more for their pension. And I share their concern. After all, I'm going to pay for more, and I expect my take-home pay to drop by 9 or 10% myself. But I know the arithmetic demands no less.
Marty, what comes up today in Madison with this bill?
Well, the bill passed joint finance early this morning, and it could go to the Senate later today, and the protesters will likely be out in force again at the Capitol.
Well, Marty, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.
Marty Michelson in Madison with that report, and we'll keep you up to date as we learn more throughout this morning.